Support for NPR podcasts comes from Visit Britain with information on how to be a Brit different on vacation. More details on the web at visitbritain.com/US.
Welcome to another edition of What Would Rob Do? The podcast that tackles life's most trying dilemmas. I'm Andrea Seabrook, and with me, of course, is...
Robot Sachs.
I'm sorry. What's your name?
Robot Sachs.
Rob, is that a British accent that you're attempting?
Well, yes, Andrea. I'm glad you asked me, because today we're going to talk about what to do when traveling to London. You know, American tourists spend billions of dollars each year in London, and visiting can be a lot of fun. You've got rowdy soccer matches or football matches, scandals with royalty, and of course, when you go to the pub, people spontaneously engage you in drinking songs.
Will ya, won't ya, won't ya, will ya, won't ya buy some beer?
Hear that drinking song?
A point. I've got a pain just here, and everybody...
Rob, I didn't understand a single word he said.
He's saying, won't you buy a pint of beer?
Oh, I see. And people are okay with you just walking in and shouting in a Cockney accent, if that's what that is?
Well... apparently not. One of our NPR colleagues, I'll go back to American accent now. One of our NPR colleagues is a native Londoner. Her name is Trisha Clark, and this is her reaction.
I'll have a spot of tea.
Don't do that. Please, don't do that to an English person.
So, did you know... She didn't like it. But did you notice how she said, please don't do that? See, even when they're really annoyed, they can be very polite. And Trisha also told me a couple other things. She said, you know, you may not know this, but she's not personally friends with anyone in the royal family, and most people are not personally acquainted with them. You might not have known that. Nor do they particularly like it when you go to a restaurant and you decide to sign yourself a title. So, for instance, if I'm making a reservation, I wouldn't say, His Lordship Robert Sachs, Baron of West Philadelphia, would like a table for two.
I think it requires more to be a baron than even being a sir.
Yeah.
Even being like, actually sir's a title, than even being a lord.
Yeah, they don't like that. There's a couple other things you gotta watch out for, because a lot of things are backwards there. For instance, French fries are chips, and chips are crisps, and in terms of crispies, they don't even have Rice Krispies. It's really confusing. Also, aluminum is aluminium. I don't even know what that word is, but that's what they call it. So it's all crazy there.
Rob?
Yes?
What should we know about getting around in London, aside from the obvious eating difficulties with chips and crisps?
Well, getting around is a little crazy, too, because, as you know, they drive on the wrong side of the street. But they at least acknowledge that, because every time you go to cross the street, they have little signs on the road that says, look right. So they know they're messed up that way. But another thing, I was talking to Trisha about this. She said that one thing that annoys Londoners more than anything is when tourists clog up, like, the subway or the tube, as they call it, or if you're trying to get money out. She says people can't seem to figure out their whole currency system.
It's not the most confusing thing in the world. Pounds and dollars are really not that different. We all speak the same language, so it shouldn't be such a big thing.
But apparently it is. I don't know. But it's important to check what you're spending, because with the exchange rate now, it's almost like $2 for every pound. You really don't want to be screwing that one up.
No, you don't. You don't. What about going out at night?
Well, nightlife there is also very different. They pump this warm beer out of kegs. It's really gross. I don't know. I wouldn't go for it. They measure all their shots really meticulously, too, so you can't just get, like, a really strong drink, or you have to really pay for it. You know, one thing I would do, I would just order a Budweiser over there, because that's an import, you know? You say, I'll have a Bud. Oh, look how exotic he's being. But besides all... besides all, you know, these things, there's strange formalities, too, when you're in a club and you're trying to find a dance partner. And Trish and I, we talked about this cultural difference.
In London, you would at least get some type of conversation going, you know, and they would extend their hand and say, you know, would you like to dance? Or maybe not as politely as that, but they'd say something. Some of the clubs I've been to over here, they'll just pull you.
See, and it's, you know.
She's talking about here in the United States?
Well, she's saying that there you actually have to ask for a dance partner.
Oh, I see.
A total drag. And Andrea, it gets even worse.
In London, they don't really have like a slow jam section for couples specifically to dance. Some clubs over here, I find that they do that a lot.
So if you're holding out for the slow jam, it's not going to come.
No.
Oh, that's so sad.
I know. It's totally sad. You know, I love
kind
the
of
slow jam.
What country is that anyway?
I know. They're totally messed up. So what I found, if you're missing out on the slow jam, what you got to do is bring your own music, maybe some of your CDs or an iPod. Here's something I recommend. Right. Little Smokey Robinson. You're not going to hear that in the clubs over there. They don't do the slow jam.
Rob, that is great to know. And I want you to know that I'm going to a British friend of mine who I'm sure knows the royal family because, you know, she's British. And having her nominate you for an OBE, an Officer of the Order of the British Empire.
Excellent. That sounds pretty good. That's a title. I could work with that.
That's it. Thank you for listening to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm Andrea Seabrook.
And I'm Rob Sachs.
And everybody that he meets, he whispers down their ear, will ya, won't ya, will ya, boy, some beer?